All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Uriel's Gambit, so let's get started. Oh, Uriel, you're getting into trouble again. Ygritte, shit! You're behind all this? The racism? The slavery? You've gotten me all wrong, dear. You think that because I'm influencing the teachings of this church, that I'm responsible for everything they teach? They came up with those teachings on their own to justify themselves. I'm simply expanding on those teachings for my own ends. What ends? Uriel struggles against the magical restraints. Let me go! My, I'm insulted. Is that any way to talk to a queen? I suppose it's forgivable given the circumstance. After all, you never were the smart one, were you? What are you talking about? Your sister, of course. She was the smarter one. I don't have a sister. If you say so, I suppose I'm to blame for that. You came to us and offered yourself to fight the Olympians. In exchange, we were to erase those bad little memories of the death of your younger sister. You were so delectable and broken, I just couldn't resist. I convinced my sisters to take all your memories. What? What memories? I'll let you figure that out for yourself if you can. I want to know what you've been up to. News of your recent activities has spread fast. They say a demon attacked a plantation and freed the slaves. I can only assume that was you. The question is, why? You see, after we convinced you that you were a succubus, you were so troublesome. Surely we got all your conscious memories, but perhaps something deeper remained. It's just that every fucking time you saw a damsel in distress, you just had to help. You didn't know it, but doing so gained you a vast amount of heavenfire energy. Combined with the lust energy we taught you to use, you were becoming very powerful. Too powerful. There are few beings in this universe capable of using more than one of the three primal energies. My sisters feared you could become a threat to us. To address that risk, we put a curse of apathy on you. No more empathy, caring for others, or love. The alternative was we just kill you, so you should be thankful, really. That means... oh no! It worked better than we could have hoped. You stopped being distracted by every distraught damsel, and you helped us defeat the Olympians and close the Olympus Gateway. It's because of that help that I'm not going to kill you now. Ygritte giggles some more. Consider it a professional courtesy for your many years of service. Fuck you! Seriously, Uraeli? That expression doesn't suit that pretty face. I do like your current form, but I think I liked your old hair better. Ygritte touches Uraeli's hair and using her succubus powers removes the illusion that Uraeli had unknowingly maintained. Thick strands of hair appear. Yes, there we are. Much better. Ygritte backs away and Uraeli falls to the ground. I'll be going now. Do make sure you stop this foolish quest of yours. This is the only warning you'll get. Bye now. Come on, little puppy. Let's go. No, wait! Uraeli stays motionless in the silent, empty cathedral. Minutes pass. A thousand thoughts bombard Uraeli's psyche. She was lying to me. She had to be. I'm a succubus, that's all I've known. And a sister? What if she's right? I have a sister? That's not right. I had a sister. If that's true, what am I? Why would I choose to forget? Fuck, Uraeli, remember! Damn it, remember! In desperate frustration, Uraeli screams. The last of what little energy she had left empties out with her breath. The ground shakes from the power. I guess if you want to finish me off, now is a great time. I can't even stand. So just get on with it. You fought against my kind at the assault on Olympus, but you are not a demon. You heard all that, did you? Well, I thought I was a succubus, but I don't know anymore. It was you that freed those slaves. Why would you do that? Slavery is the cause of the war that's coming. If I don't prevent it, the people I care about will be hurt. Let me join you. Fuck off, you're only offering that because I tricked you. I tried to corrupt you by infusing lust energy into the fluids I gave you during my procedure. I already knew that. I said before that the souls of your victims came to us for entry into heaven. We had to turn all away, except one. While the others claimed you were a demon, this man did not. He claimed that you saved his wife. You knew I wasn't a demon all along and you still tried to stop me? The truth is, I've been wanting to get out of heaven for a while. The fight was a little test to see what kind of being you really are. You failed the test by trying to corrupt me. Can you blame me for trying? You are beautiful, and as you can see, I need the help. I didn't want to hurt you. But you didn't feel the same way about those men that you killed? Fuck those men. Fucking yes men and evil bastards. You are an Olympian, or at least half Olympian, and I should hate you. But clearly you aren't like the rest of your kind. You aren't hiding and waiting to die. Regardless, I feel I am bound to you. Your corruption worked. You can break it. Just decide to walk away. It works just like the succubus power of suggestion. The power exploits prior inclinations. You can break it just by deciding you don't want me. I don't want to. I told you I want to help you stop this war. And in return, maybe you can help me. Besides, I can't go back now. You've given me a taste of what life outside heaven can be. Euraeli giggles. You mean a taste for sex? She blushes. Yes, that. Helping me could get you killed. It could get everyone here I care about killed. Egret's warning was no joke. Yes, you've managed to piss off a succubus queen. That's quite impressive. How can I pass up on joining in on that? Let's get you on your feet. Tell me where to take you. Don't mind the PC, I'm moving a few files. Actually, I'm extracting some stuff. I've written a chemist to help us develop these textiles. He should be on his way here within a week with any luck. He's going to help us replace cotton? Exactly. Euraeli's device tells us the basics of the material. We just need someone who understands the details. I see. What in the heavens is that? Euraeli! Here they come. Are you still with me, Euraeli?
I told you it was just up the hill.
Goddess! Euraeli, are you okay?
She'll be okay. She's just very weak right now. Her energy has been siphoned from her. Without hesitation, Echo lifts Euraeli into his arms.
Let me go, Egret. I'll never forgive you for forgetting me, my sister.
Echo carries Euraeli to the shelter and places her on the mat.
I shouldn't have let her go alone. This is all my fault.
Fuck you, Egret. Bitch, I'm not the stupid one.
What is she talking about? She's delirious. The effect of Egret's trap will wear off eventually. She'll just have to rest.
Her hair, it wasn't like this before, was it? I don't know what it was before, but that's her true hair. Maybe she was concealing it with her succubus powers.
Who is Egret, and who are you?
Don't be rude, Spoons. This angel saved our Euraeli.
My name is Seraphina. I am Euraeli's new companion.
She's my slutty little angel.
What?
Do you see? She's clearly out of it. We should really let her sleep.
I'm sorry, but I need some answers. Who is Ygritte?
She's one of the four queens of hell, a succubus of incredible power. She's on some sort of mission that apparently Eurelia and you all are interfering with.
A succubus queen in Townsville?
She was traveling with a high-ranking church official. My guess is that she has corrupted him and is using his influence.
Influence for what?
Promote and preserve slavery is my guess.
Why would a succubus queen want anything to do with slavery? There's no lust energy to be gained from that practice.
No, but there's a great deal of chaos energy that can be gained from all the suffering. Ygritte may be powerful enough to make use of chaos energy. But even if she couldn't, the demons have been allies with the succubi for millennia. Succubi are highly adept at infiltrating and corrupting power structures. They can change their appearance to almost anything and use their power of seduction to persuade and bend others to their will. I've never seen Eurelia change her appearance. It's impressive. But why would she hide her hair from us?
My hair, it looks like snakes. Snakes for hair? I read something about that in...
It could be she didn't know she was doing it. Ygritte said she erased Eurelia's memory and convinced her she was a succubus a long time ago. Why would her hair be snakes, but she's not Medusa? Medusa was killed, remember? Hence, tragedy of Medusa. You know, she was kind of killed by Perseus. She may have been trying to maintain the self-image that Ygritte gave her.
Could it be that Eurelia is not a succubus?
By all means, she is a succubus. She has all the attributes and powers of one. But she's probably also more than that. What more, I do not know.
Let's let her rest. I may have an idea who she is, but I need to be sure. I'll do more research on Wikipedia. In the meantime, Seraphina, we are in your debt.
You must be tired.
Let's get you some food and water.
And you can rest here as long as you need.
A bit later, Townsville.
Cindy, you do know how to put on a show for me. I love it.
Mother, you summon me?
Ah, Ashmedai, I'm so glad you came so promptly.
Of course, Queen Mother.
I have an assignment for you. There's a succubus in this town that's gone rogue. She's being a pest and freeing the slaves here. I don't want her giving ideas to the other abolitionist groups. I want you to observe her, and if she continues, to eliminate her.
I will do as you command, Queen Mother.
What is her name?
Her name is Eurelia.
Eurelia? The Eurelia that killed...
Yes, yes, that's the one.
Is that going to be a problem?
No, Queen Mother, I've never failed you. Consider her taken care of.
That's a good daughter. Now I need your help. Cindy's show is getting me in the mood. Come and help me finish.
Yes, Queen Mother.
That's great, right there.
Ah, yes.
She's doing the thing, folks. The thing is being done.
Gonna do the thing for a little while longer.
Okay, we're done.
Thank you for the meal, Mother.
Outside the Townsville brothel, moments later.
When did you arrive in town?
Just moments ago.
I see. Whoops. Have you ever tried... Excuse me. Have you ever had to kill another succubus before? Yes. Was it hard? No. Unsatisfied, Ashmedai moves on. I guess if she can do it, I can. In fact, I have to. I can't fail Mother! Oh. The red hair may give her away, though. Why, excuse me, who did you send her to kill? Eureli. I know what you're thinking. Eureli is powerful, but my daughter is too. She will not fail. Till she does. It is not Eureli's power, it's her speed. I have complete faith in my daughter. Regardless of the outcome, she needs this mission. There's only so much I can do to teach her. There are things about herself she needs to discover on her own. Now we've got a politician to deal with in Illinois. As usual, please stay out of sight. Of course, Queen Mistress. Some days later, Illinois. Abe! Make sure you get enough wood this time! Oh boy, I get to be Abraham Lincoln. I've been waiting for this forever. I always used to make a joke that when I hit my head, because I used to do it a lot, I mean, I worked around areas where you'd have to, you know, move your head under things, you know, and I have hit my head a few times on a steel bar. Not great. But I'm good, no brain bleeding, nothing like that over the years, thank God. Made me a little loopy, but other than that, I'm good. But I always used to make a joke. It's like, I'll hit my head one day and I think I'm Abe Lincoln. So this time I get to be frickin' Abe Lincoln. I've been waiting for this for a long time. You want me giving birth in the cold? Damn woman, I'll get to it. Abraham, how are you doing, my boy? It's still summer. What are you chopping all this wood for? Master, what brings you here? You remember Lady Egret, don't you? Pardon me, lady, if I had known.
No need for pleasantries, Mr. Lincoln. I've come to talk to you about the new party we're forming.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it. Republicans, right?
A party... of the people, by the people, for whatever we tell them they need.
Egret giggles.
We want you to join our party and help us with our southern problem.
You mean slavery?
This great nation is divided on the subject of slavery. Whatever happens, we cannot let that deplorable practice divide it any more.
What do you want me to do?
You are going to run for the Senate. We'll help you win.
I see.
You'll start campaigning soon. I'll update your bonded incubus, Joshua. He'll accompany you on the campaign.
Much obliged, excuse me, much obliged, Lady Egret.
I don't know. Abe was a very biblical man. I remember back in those days, reading that Abraham Lincoln would stay up, you know, because they didn't really have a whole lot to do. So what they did at night is it would read the Bible by candlelight every night. That's pretty much what he did. So he's a very biblical man. So, you know, of course, the Bible was very, very much against any kind of demons or spirits or succubus or anything like that. But I don't think that Abe knew that she was actually a demon.
So I bet if she had showed that she was a demon, though, he would have gone full-on old-time religion mode. Just saying, from what I know of Abraham Lincoln and, you know, Washington and all those, I was right to suspect. And a long time ago, I thought Washington was our first president and Abraham Lincoln was our second. No, we had a shitload of other presidents and then Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was our 16th president. Almost everything fits. The snake-like hair, the wings, the bronze claws. Eurylia is a goddess. The sister that was killed must be Medusa. But she also has an older sister? This is a lot to take in. Hold on a second. Claws, wings. I think is she supposed to be... I know that, like, I have the image in my head because I used to study all this stuff, but I'm thinking she might be, I don't want to spoil it though, but I'm thinking I know who she is. When Eurylia wakes up, I'll have to tell her about her other sister. But what if she decides to leave me again to go look for her? I may not have enough information to be certain about her true identity. I think it would be best to wait before saying anything. So hungry. Need to feed. Uh-oh. Must feed! Eurylia slowly gets up and crawls towards a food source. Wow. Things are about to get really hot. Oh, Lord. Get hard for me, Echo. Eurylia fishes out Echo's stiffening member. It's thick and wonderful. You're going to give me more cum than you ever have before. I don't think she can do it. What the fuck? Miss Eurylia, you're awake. What are you doing? Shut the fuck up and feed me. Echo groans but cannot speak. The pleasure floods his mind. He cannot think of anything but a swelling deep in his groin, and the pleasure coming from the tip of his thick cock. Well, so much for this being safe for work. Give it to me! Give me your cum! Echo closes his eyes. His body starts reacting on its own. An orgasm overwhelms him, the strongest he's ever had. Mercy is all he can think of as his testicles retract and pressure builds deep within him. Oh, goddess, what have I done? Echo, I'm sorry, I didn't. Get hard for me, spoons. Echo frees Spoon's cock from his pants. Yes, so beautiful and hard. You're going to give me a bountiful meal. Eurylia kisses the tip of his cockhead, then lowers her mouth over the sensitive glands.
Spoons begin to stir as he feels an intense but familiar pleasure sensation coming from below.
Lord, he even grayed a little bit. I guess.
Eureli, are you awake? Is this a dream?
You're dreaming. Lay back down and shut the fuck up.
Spoons feels himself lay back down. His eyes grow heavy, and he stills. All the while, Eureli continues her quest for a meal.
Whoops. Now I want you to come for me. Give me what I deserve. Flood me with your cum.
Spoon's body reacts on its own. A torrent of feelings stir deep within him. His heart starts beating like it's about to burst through his chest.
Oh, fuck!
Slutty little angel! Eureli unwraps her meal.
Looks delicious. Time to feast. This is so good! Huh?
Eureli, you're awake? What are you doing?
Lie back down and enjoy, you slut.
Seraphina lies herself back down.
Goddess, this is so good.
That feeling again, it's going to...
Seraphina orgasms in a whimpering mess.
Eureli returns from her lust rage. I really needed that. The lust rage, it's never been that bad before. Eureli? The next morning, I was apparently asleep for a week. For the next several weeks after that, I was too weak to do any raiding. That didn't stop the others. With the help of Seraphina, Echo was able to raid several plantations. Our numbers started to grow as many freed slaves stayed to help their efforts. Things started to change. Especially Pamela. She grew the most. She stopped wearing dresses and started going on raids with Echo and Seraphina. Some things didn't change, though.
Spoons, can you just talk to her? Tell her she has to at least wear panties.
I can hear you, you know. I don't have panties. Besides, why would an angel wear panties? During this time, Spoons kept mostly to himself. He claimed he was researching. I don't know, something is different. He doesn't talk to me much. Not like before, when I was a succubus. Or whatever. I grew ever frustrated. Unable to help, but still witness to the hardships suffered by those we had freed. As the freed men and women came to camp from the raids, I noticed many things that I didn't see when I was younger. Or perhaps didn't care to see. They bore wounds and scars from the torture of their captors. Seeing the different methods of abuse made my frustration worse. I began to grow impatient.
Eureli, I'd like you to meet Mr. Bunsen. He's come all the way from Germany.
Nice to meet you, miss.
We've given Bunsen the information about polyester. He believes he can synthesize it, provided he has a lab and equipment.
It's not going to be easy, but the data Spoons has provided is amazing. This could really change things. I've given him a list of things, items I'll need, rather.
That's great. Spoons, can I talk to you for a bit?
Of course, Euraly. I'll excuse myself, Spoons, m'lady.
The person that invented polyester won't be born for almost 40 years. But if you follow the chain of who he learned from, it leads back to Bunsen, who is amazingly accomplished. I have high confidence in his abilities.
How long is it going to take, Spoons?
He says he can have some prototypes in 6 months.
6 months? That's way too long!
I'm sorry, Euraly, but there may be something we can do in the meantime. It'll take about the same amount of time, but it could really help.
I'm listening.
We could send a party to China and bring back enough silk to crash the local cotton economy. We'll flood the market, practically giving away the stuff for free. If we go to China, I need to be there. I have to break the curse Ygritte put on my younger self. But I can't go yet. I don't know how to break the curse.
Are you sure you'd have to go?
We could send Serafina and some others. Serafina doesn't know either. She knows how to set traps, but not curses. It's really a demon thing, anyway. We need someone familiar with chaos energy. Neither myself or Serafina are big fans of demons. So we are fuck out of luck. I'll continue to research. Wikipedia doesn't have a lot of information about these topics, though. Something is going to turn up. In the meantime, do you feel like you can raid yet?
I think so. I may stop at the brothel to top off. I'll head out with Echo on the next raid. I've got to get out of this camp.
It's really depressing being here and not being very useful.
Cheer up, you've done a lot already.
It'll be fantastic if you can raid again. Serafina can take Pamela at the same time as you and Echo. We'll be able to do 2 raids at once. We will need as much loot as we can get for our upcoming projects. And you'll need it for your China trip when that time comes.
Right, when that time comes.
The truth is, I'm not feeling myself.
Whoever that is.
Too many damn unanswered questions.
Alright, guys, so that's where we're going to end it for now. We'll see you back here next week with more Euraly's Gambit. I'm out.